Singapore. Gotta get up, up, up. The Big Show on Kiss 92. Gotta get up.
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to The Big Show. It's Glen Angel, the Flying Dutchman, and, well, we've got Shalini and Cheyenne here as well, our producers. Thank you so much for starting your day with us.
We're going to be a full house later, even fuller, that is, when Dr. Jerry joins us in the studio for Therapy Tuesday. And it's going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking about sex.
Yes. Sexless marriages.
This is all Glen, you know. This is
of
Glen.
Of course it is. Yeah. Glen. Emotional intimacy, marriage. Versus sexless marriages.
Ooh. Which I think it's very, very interesting and very important.
It's important.
And
to
I think
talk
it's
about.
Very common as well that people don't talk about it. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting talk. Tune in at 8 o'clock.
Also, coming up, there's been a bit of a mess up in Malaysia with Ramadan and the breaking of fast.
In Malaysia?
In Malaysia. I'll tell you about it in a moment.
Okay. Meantime, here's Les Seraphim with Perfect Nights on Kiss 92. Dean Lewis, Be All Right, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. It's Glen Angel and the Flying Dutchman. Good morning.
So this happened in Malaysia and I've never heard it happen. Well, I've never heard of it happen before. There's a new mosque in Kajang, in Selangor, in Malaysia. It's called the Prima Sarjana Kajang Mosque. And they have apologized to their congregants because they announced the evening azan, or call to prayer, 4 minutes too early on March the 30th.
Okay.
That meant that that day's fast was void.
No, cannot be.
What?
Yes.
Yes. All those 12 hours or whatever,
it's void.
Just because they were...
So that means their congregants who went strictly by the mosque timing, by their watchers, but went by the mosque timing and broke their fast, have now got to pay back a day.
No, a whole day.
They've got to pay back
a day. But it's not the congregants'
fault. Who's the timekeeper?
Yeah, exactly. It would be the fault of the mosque,
They're saying it was a technical error. It's a brand new mosque. It opened only 2 days before that.
Right.
And they did the call to prayer 4 minutes early, so that whole fast was void.
But someone has to press that button, right?
Yeah, exactly. That person needs to be...
I mean, it's a recording, right, usually, or is it live?
I don't know.
There are some mosques, I know in Malaysia, there are some mosques that still do it live. But not all.
But I think it's very unfair. To everyone, because they've been fasting the whole day. And just because they broke fast 4 minutes early, it doesn't count. That doesn't make sense.
And they put their trust in the place of worship that they
to,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
So, according to some reports, though, the matter has been sent up to the Selangor Islamic Religious Department, which oversees Islamic institutions in Selangor, to see what will be done. But for now, those congregants that broke their fast will have to pay back a day.
A full day.
A full day of fasting. That is quite something. Stories on the internet if you want to find out more.
It's 6:15.
What's hot and what's not.
Trending now.
Glenn's Trending Quickies.
Tori Spelling, remember her?
Yeah,
absolutely.
She's filed for divorce, finally, from Dean McDermott after 18 years of marriage. They had that reality TV show where they were just fighting
all the time.
Yeah, I hope they made some money out of that, at least.
Yeah.
Oscar-winning actor Louis Gossett Jr., in case you haven't heard, passed away on Friday at the age, last Friday, at the age of 87. He won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in An Officer and a Gentleman, a role that Jack Nicholson turned down.
Wow, he was 87.
87 years old.
My goodness.
In the Philippines, a man was nailed to a cross on Good Friday for the 35th time. Over 100 people watched as 10 devotees were nailed to wooden crosses, among them Ruben Enaje, a 63-year-old carpenter and sign painter who was doing it for his 35th time.
Okay.
About that claim that Tracy Morgan gained 40 pounds on Ozempic. I think you guys read about that. Yeah, because he out-ate it. That's what he said at that time, right?
Wow. Okay.
He now clarifies that and says, no, not true. He was just joking.
Oh, right. Okay.
And finally, Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock were both seen leaving a well-known luxury cosmetic surgery clinic last week in Connecticut.
Oopsie.
But they've been doing work to themselves for such a long time.
Of course they have. You can tell. Who is this? Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, Jennifer Aniston.
Sandra Bullock.
And Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Sandra Bullock looks like she's been doing work to her face
for
the past 20 years.
That's true, yeah.
Jennifer Aniston as well now, huh?
What?
On like the morning
it's
show.
It's starting to show. Kind of see it.
But it's okay. You want to do it, go and do it. Just don't look like Joan Rivers. That's it for Trending Quickies. Imagine Dragons with Believer right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 a.m. today, award-winning psychologist from The Therapy Room, Dr. Geraldine Tan. And we'll be talking about sex.
Kids are listening. Yeah. Okay, good thing the kids will be in school.
Wait, isn't it like the holiday right now? No.
Holidays are done. Oh. They're back in school, so they're on the roads. Anyway, it's time for Tech Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we all use Bluetooth on a daily basis, even without knowing it. Your watch is connected to Bluetooth, your smartwatches, your headphones and all that. But when it comes to Bluetooth, it's usually device straight to device. There is no device straight to 10 devices or 10 devices, 100 devices to one device. It's always one-to-one.
One-to-one.
Now, there's something called Bluetooth Auracast that recently was shown at CES in Las Vegas in January that is going to revolutionize the way we listen. Now, Bluetooth Auracast is basically... basically means that if you're, say, at a bar and there are 10 screens and they're all showing different sports and you want to tune in just to one football game, you'll be able to get that audio cast straight into your headphones.
Wow.
And not just you, all your friends as well. If you're sitting, say, on a plane and you've got your laptop or your iPad and you want to share audio, say, with your wife or your friends, you can all share that one audio from that one device. It's Auracast. So basically the size is, it looks basically like a little modem. And the transmitters will connect to multiple sets of headphones simultaneously. And some of them can reach up to 100 meters.
Wow.
So no more missing any announcements in the airport. You'll be able to hear it straight into your headphones. No more missing any games or your favorite TV show while you're waiting in the lounges and all that. Bluetooth Auracast will change
that
all that.
Brilliant.
Imagine that. How cool is that? So I'm going to be putting that that article up on our Facebook page. You can have a detailed read about it. It will be coming straight to your devices very, very
soon.
Sounds
too good to be true.
It's not. It's not April Fool's.
Wake up in the morning. It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Wake up in the morning feeling like Kiss 92's Big Show.
Good morning, Singapore. It's Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 a.m. today, we'll be joined by Dr. Geraldine Tan from The Therapy Room. And today, we'll be talking about something I can't mention right now because the kids are tuned in.
Yeah.
Okay, so you roughly know what we'll be talking about today. Okay?
Yes,
yeah, and we'll have a real treat because Dr. Jerry will be coming into the studio.
Yes.
Which will be always nice, right? But right now, we want to talk about something that's going on next Friday. This is the 12th of April. This is where we invite you to a very special screening of Civil War. Now, this will be held at PLQ IMAX. That's Paya Lebar Quarter. And we will have the entire hall all to ourselves. So you'll be joined by the DJs of Kiss 92. There'll be games that'll be played before the screening. We won't be there because we'll be flying off to Australia.
That's right.
But we encourage you to go down. It's going to be a super fun night.
And it's so easy to get there. I mean, all you need to do to get a pair of tickets is WhatsApp Civil War along with your name to 8855920.
Now, this
super
movie
easy.
Is a journey across a dystopian future America, following a team of military embedded journalists as they race against time to reach Washington, D.C. before rebel factions descend upon the White House.
Ooh. Okay, so this is all happening. And remember, we're giving out a pair of tickets on everyone's show throughout the week. So you have plenty of chances. Civil War opens in IMAX and theaters on April 10th.
All right, here's The Weeknd featuring Playboi Carti, popular on Kiss 92. Brace yourself for Bruno Mars, who will be performing tomorrow, the day after, and the day after. I think three nights.
Three nights, that's right.
And then he'll be partying with some of you as well.
At Marquee.
Yeah. Bruno Mars with Treasure right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. It's time for Breakfast Bingo!
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
Five clues and five words. You need to get those five words correct if you'd like to walk away with
a $100 dining voucher from Summer Hill. Now, Summer Hill is all about comfort food served with a French touch. So some of their highlights include steak, French fried chicken, and classic roast chicken. Now, their classic roast chicken features a fresh herb and garlic butter tucked under that crispy chicken skin, which has been marinated for 2 days. Now, if you want to find out more or book a table, you can go to summerhill.sg or just pop in at Claymore Connect along Orchard Road.
If you want to
just answer your own questions.
I know, I'm like, I won. Quick, okay. B-I-N-G-O, quick, give it to us. Then you can solve it and you can get this.
Yeah. No, we're going to give it to our listeners.
You've won.
No, we've got to give it to our listeners. If you want to walk away with that, then give us a buzz. 669-10-920.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top five.
Top five Facebook posts.
Nice.
Everybody's favorite. Here we go at number five.
Don't know who needs to hear this, but a Reese's peanut butter egg has 4 grams of protein.
Ooh.
At number four.
I love you more than yesterday. Yesterday, you got on my nerves.
And number three.
Not to brag, but I was alive when you could slam the phone down on someone. It was spectacular.
Yes.
The good days. At number two.
I got married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury.
That's an interesting one.
And the top Facebook post that Glenn has found.
I told my suitcases that there would be no vacation this year.
Aww.
And now I'm dealing with emotional baggage. Olivia Rodrigo, Obsessed, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 a.m. Dr. Geraldine Tan. And we'll be talking about the birds and the bees.
Oh, it's 7:30, though. I think all the kids are in school, so you can say it.
Maybe I'll wait. I'll wait a little longer.
Wait a bit more.
Under the bus.
Okay.
Today.
Sexless marriages. Oh, that's what we'll be talking about.
All right.
Okay, right now it's time for this.
Ooh, what's it today?
So it is fast food fight week, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday we had McDonald's versus Burger King. Today, it's Battle of the Burgers once again.
Oh, okay.
Shake Shack versus Five Guys.
Ooh, Shake Shack versus Five Guys.
I have to say, I've tried Shake Shack, but I've not tried Five Guys.
Same. I'm going to say, I haven't tried Five Guys because I've heard that they don't have vegetarian options.
I've tried both.
And?
Which one costs more? Because there's some people telling me Five Guys, like, wow, so expensive. Mm.
To me, okay, it depends on how you look at it. Five Guys is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shake Shack is expensive for what you get.
Shake Shack, you get quite a bit, no?
Mm.
So you're saying you like Five Guys?
I'm saying I'm very neutral where this one is concerned because it's...
When are you ever not neutral? Yeah. I mean, come on, can you just pick one?
If I had to pick one, I'd pick Five Guys.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've also heard that Five Guys, right, in terms of the burgers, it's... So
intense,
much more greasy,
right? Yeah.
Than Shake Shack.
It is, it is greasy. It to a point where some of them, if you make them right, are sloppy, and that's the way a burger should be.
Okay, yeah,
it's sloppy,
drippy.
Joes.
It's drippy,
right?
It, you know, it, that's
I mean,
that's
quite nice. Burgers should be drippy.
I think I should try it.
I've only tried Shake Shack, and I've only ever tried their portobello mushroom burger. So,
right.
I mean, I like it. I don't have it all the time. But, yeah, I can't choose because I haven't tried the other one. So,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
okay.
We want you to get involved because we're talking about more food. We want you to win a Domino's party set consisting of 6 large pizzas just in time for the weekend. That's worth $104. Now, they are amping up their new menu with satay chicken pizza and satay beef pizza, which launches island-wide today.
Oh, hello.
Today.
Congratulations, Domino's.
So,
quite the hits there, I think.
So if you want to win that, all you have to do is drop us a voice note. Which will it be? Shake Shack or Five Guys? 8855-0920.
Lewis Capaldi, wish you the best right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV in just a while, Dr. Geraldine Tan from The Therapy Room. And we'll be touching on sexless marriages.
Touching. I like what you did there. Touching.
Only you were thinking that.
Right, okay. No, I'm sure I wasn't the only one. Okay, all right.
All right.
Carry on.
Let's do this.
Glenn's Impossible Question.
What is the only continent with no active volcanoes? What is the only continent with no active volcanoes?
Interesting.
Decided to change it up a little bit. I mean, there are people who are Googling right now. Stop it. You're cheating. What is the only continent with no active volcanoes? Let's start off with Shalini Susan.
I'm still trying to figure out what the continent is.
I'm trying to calculate it in my head as well.
I can't say, if not, you know, you'll know. But, you know, check out the number of continents and what the continents are.
I think it's 6 or 7, right?
Yeah.
7 continents.
7 continents.
So,
okay, we're all Googling it. Okay.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Is the only continent with no active volcanoes?
North America?
No.
Okay.
FD.
Antarctica.
No.
Angels. Antarctica has active volcanoes.
I would say Africa.
No.
Oh.
What is the only continent with no active volcanoes? Cheyenne Lim.
Europe.
No.
No. I'll go again because there are only 7. Eventually we'll get around the room.
Cannot. It's the impossible question.
Oceania.
That's where we're going to. Yeah, Australia.
Australia.
Really?
Yeah, Australia.
Yep. So Oceania. City. Oceania is the only continent. Oh, I didn't know that they didn't have any active volcanoes.
No, they don't.
My friend lives on a volcano in Australia.
But not
it's
active.
Budrum.
Budrum. Yeah,
obviously, otherwise she wouldn't be living there. But you guys will get to meet her, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in 10 years. So.
Okay.
Yeah, my best friend.
All right, The Big Show in Australia in 2 weeks' time.
Waking up Singapore. Can I get up? The Big Show on Kiss 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore. What a session we had with Dr. Jerry today.
Yes, it was really, really, it was intimate. And I think it really got a lot of people thinking, which is great.
And the most powerful thing that came across was the comment about therapy I didn't know I needed.
That was
wow for me this morning.
So if you're tuning in for the very first time, so Dr. Jerry is from The Therapy Room. I mean, if you feel you need to talk to a psychologist, she's got a whole fantastic team of psychologists The Therapy Room.
And you know what? We do this every Tuesday. So you can go to our Facebook, YouTube channels, look at all the Tuesday videos. That's probably therapy you never thought you needed anyway. You know, those are all great topics.
Yeah.
Okay, right now it's time to punch people. Let's go. Okay, not people. It's Battle of the Brands, and this week it's Fast Food Fight Week.
Okay.
Nice.
Today, Shake Shack versus Five Guys.
So we're asking you to send in voice notes 8855-0920, and I think we have a couple now.
Shake Shack has the best buns. That's all there is that you need to know about Shake Shack over Five Guys. They just have the best buns.
Let me just tell you who has the best buns. Margot Robbie has the best buns.
Therapy Tuesday is over.
Okay, sorry. One more voice note, please.
Morning, guys. This is Terrence here. Morning, Glenn. Morning, Angel. And morning, FD.
Morning.
My choice is actually Five Guys because you can make your own burgers and toppings and even the hot dogs. Where else? I find that Shake Shack, no doubt it's pretty nice, but it's already custom for you.
Mm. Mm.
So my choice is Five Guys and the shakes. You can't go wrong with it. Thank you. Bye for now.
Apparently, the milkshakes are really good
as well.
The
milkshakes,
yeah. Five Guys. Yeah,
the milkshakes are very good. And it is that customization that tends to push them
freedom
a little bit.
Freedom of choice, right?
Freedom of choice.
Yeah. Plus, someone told me, I don't know this because I've not been to Five Guys, they serve alcohol.
I think there's beer.
I think they've got beer.
I think there's beer.
I think they've got beer.
I think I've seen beer.
Unlike Shake Shack. I mean, Shake Shack, you don't have alcohol. You don't. I've been to Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they do have? Shake Shack?
They have alcohol.
Oh, they do.
There you go. You've been to Shake Shack. Sure, okay.
They have different beers on tap.
Really?
I did not know that.
But recently or what?
I don't know. The one at Gem or Westgate. Westgate has like a cherry blossom.
I think this must be new.
Because I haven't seen it.
When I went to Shake Shack at Great World, I'm quite sure there was...
Oh, maybe you didn't. It didn't hit you that it was beer because it was just at the counter, you know?
Yeah,
you could have not seen it as well.
Okay. This changes things altogether.
We want to give you a Domino's party set consisting of six large pizzas worth $104. And remember, today is the day that they're launching their satay chicken pizza and their satay beef pizza. And remember, they also have their lip-smacking cheese volcano dip that you can have your satay pizza with. All that is available over the counter or island-wide for delivery.
Please keep those voice notes coming in. 8855-0920. It's Shake Shack versus Five Guys. It's Fast Food Fight Week on Battle of the Brands. And today it's Shake Shack versus Five Guys. And you know what? I feel like I need to try Five Guys.
Right? I mean, if they had a vegetarian burger, do they? I don't know. I don't think so.
I can't
like a
remember.
Tofu.
But I'm on this diet right now where...
You can't do burgers.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can't have the buns.
Then don't
but
have
can't
the
you
buns.
Do a cheat day? Surely your diet allows you a cheat day?
I realize I used to cheat. I used to have cheat days and all that, but nah.
Doesn't work for you,
not
does
really.
It?
Now I just keep it consistent.
Okay.
I mean, I do have, like, carbs, but not a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about Shake Shack versus Five Guys. Now, Ashley Yeo has come in on our WhatsApp number and said, I feel the burgers of both SS, meaning Shake Shack, and Five Guys are comparable, but SS has better fries, in my opinion, and Five Guys tends to pour a lot of fries into the paper bag. Okay, I'm not sure. So, more fries versus better quality fries.
Yeah.
But Ashley's vote goes to Shake Shack because they are slightly cheaper.
Another vote for Shake Shack. What's the score at the moment?
It's 2-1.
2-1.
Matthew has come on board. He says, agree with FD. Shake Shack is expensive for what it offers. Never tried Five Guys, so my vote goes to Carl's Jr.
Not counted.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank
Not
you.
Counted.
Not counted at all. But I think we have a voice note to play as well.
My choice is Shake Shack. I really like the shakes from Shake Shack because I think it's in the name. So I think their shakes are better at Shake Shack.
I think they have to, right? They have to live up to their name.
Okay.
I mean, Shake Shack, their shakes need to be good.
Yeah.
But you mentioned earlier on that you like the shakes at Five Guys.
At Five Guys.
Are they? Would you say they're better for you than Shake Shack?
I prefer them.
Okay, all right.
I
so they're better
them.
For you?
They're better for me.
Yeah, okay.
Why is it? Because it's sweeter, creamier?
More?
Because you like the...
I like the thicker, the creamier shake, yeah.
Okay, drop us a voice note, 8855-0920. Remember, it's a Domino's party set consisting of six large pizzas waiting just for you.
Shake Shack versus Five Guys, 8855-0920. It's 919. It's Fast Food Fight Week.
Yay!
It's Shake Shack versus Five Guys.
Okay, right now it's 3-1.
3-1 with one guy for Carl's
Jr. Carl's Jr. doesn't count.
Actually, you know what? Just the other day, I was at Marina Square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was coming up the escalator from the car park, right? And I looked to my right. Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
It was a Carl's Jr. there.
Okay, yeah, there
and,
is.
And,
been there forever.
You know, at that point, I was thinking to myself, wow, are they still around? I didn't know they were still around.
That is like...
Carl's Jr.
That is like their little haven at Marina Square
Place. Just by the driveway, right? They have one there. They have one in Vivo City as well. Quite a big one.
Even Paris Hilton couldn't convert me.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember those ads?
Yeah, the ads. Yes. Yeah, I remember.
Sexy Paris Hilton.
I remember.
And after all the other girls who did the...
The burger ads.
The juicy burger ads,
right?
But no, I've never been a Carl's Jr. guy, though.
Hmm.
I think burgers are a very personal
It
meal.
Is, it is. Mm. I'm a good burger guy. Only because they serve vegetarian burgers. They're
of
all
course.
The impossible impossible meats that they use.
And they do have good burgers.
Oh my gosh, their burgers are the best burgers I've tried in a long time.
You know, I was at Meats Mall last night, and they do a very good burger as well. So today, if you're looking for a place to go for lunch, right, Meats Mall, Boon Tat Street.
Boon Tat Street, right, okay.
They have like these burgers made out of the best
beef.
Meats Mall.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I think we have a couple of three voice notes to listen to. Let's see what you have to say.
Good morning, Big Show. My choice is Shake Shack, Shake Shack, Shake Shack. Important things we say three times. For Five Guys, I haven't tried before. I will go and try, and if they are good, I will say it five times.
Okay. All right.
It's interesting that
it's still one vote, huh?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. It's interesting that we've had a couple of people who've gone, we haven't gone to Five Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Neela.
Because I think
I've not been to Five Guys.
How many outlets do they have compared to Shake Shack?
So there's one at Ion.
They only have two outlets, Shake Shack. Yeah. Five Guys.
Yeah. So where's the other one? One is at Ion.
Plaza Singapura was the first one,
That's where I go. I go to
Plaza
Singapura.
Plaza Sing. Who goes to Plaza Sing anymore, though?
Actually, I do.
FD does. Yeah.
Supermarket's not bad.
It's been a while, huh?
It's big. Supermarket is huge.
I go there for two reasons.
I like Spotlight, so I do go once in a while.
Spotlight's a place, the supermarket, Muji, and Five Guys.
Muji is Spotlight? The biggest one,
The aunties go to Spotlight.
Correct. Have you seen me lately? I'm an auntie.
You're not an auntie.
Oh, thank
you
very much.
You're an auntie. What are you talking about?
You're an auntie. Like, cannot be on this show. You're not an auntie.
We got two more voice notes.
My vote goes to Shake Shack. I've never tried Five Guys, but I love Shake Shack with all its customizations. And yeah, it's perfect.
Did she say customizations? They have customizations at Shake Shack?
Yes, of course. You just tell, you know, the person,
you don't want the beef, you don't want the cheese.
Yeah.
Just the bun.
Can I have the bun with some
that's
butter?
Customizing it.
So there are 11 Shake Shack outlets versus 2. So right now the vote is 5-1, right?
1, 2, 3, 5-1.
5-1. Okay.
But I have to say, the decor for Five Guys, right? It's very American diner.
Very American diner.
White and red, if I'm not mistaken.
It reminds me of Billy Bombers.
Billy Bombers. It is very American diner. The service is a very American diner.
Which means good or bad?
Good. I like.
Okay.
Yeah. He's voting for Five Guys anyway, although your vote doesn't count.
Yeah.
Keep them coming in. It's 8855-0920.
All right, this is the final round. We have three voice notes coming up. Once again, it's Battle of the Brands. It's Fast Food Fight Week. It's Shake Shack versus Five Guys. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Hello, good morning. I'm Yvonne. I tried to abstain taking burgers for a very long time, like probably about 10 years. But there was once my two guys' friends wanted to eat Five Guys. So I accompanied them to eat the Five Guys burger. To me, okay, burger. Then once I was in New York, people talked so much about Shake Shack. So I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. That's probably about 6 years ago. Man, I became a convert. So, you know, my vote goes to Shake Shack.
Nice.
Even my kids, they don't like burgers. They don't take burgers. I took them to Shake Shack last year. Yeah, they became a convert too.
Wow. Fantastic. Okay, so that's 6-1 still to Shake Shack. Okay, next voice note.
Shake Shack for the burgers, the shroom stack with the portobello and oozing cheese and the apple smoked bacon. But the shakes have to go to Five Guys because you can mix and match your own flavors.
Okay.
Okay. So
I thought he was vegetarian because I heard him say apple, and then he said apple bacon.
Yeah.
He's not. Okay.
Had the shroom.
I have had, and it's got cheese inside the portobello mushroom. It's really good.
Oh.
It is very, very good. Okay. So I like it.
One more.
I love the fries at Five Guys, but my vote goes to Shake Shack because I love the coffee shake there. Coffee shake plus malt. Perfect. Really, really perfect.
Ooh, right. I'd love to try the coffee shake.
Thank you for all your voice notes. I think it's clear which brand has won today.
Yeah.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. It is 8-1 on our votes. And what about
on Instagram, Shake Shack, 74%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Massive win for
them. We have to pick a winner, right? For this Domino's party set consisting 6 large pizzas worth $104.
Okay,
remember,
guys, go for it.
Today is the day they launch their new satay chicken pizza and satay beef pizza.
Yeah.
All right, you know who's going to enjoy all that?
Who?
Seng Hui, congratulations.
Good morning, Big Show. My choice is Shake Shack, Shake Shack, Shake Shack. Important things we say 3 times. For 5 guys I haven't tried before, I will go and try, and if they are good, I will say it 5 times.
For now, it's Shake Shack. Congratulations,
well
Seng
done,
Hui.
Man.
Well done indeed.
Blackpink, Tally, right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. This has been The Big Show. A big thank you to Dr. Geraldine Tan from The Therapy Room for joining us today on The Big Show and The Big Show TV.
That's right. If you missed anything at all, you know you can always head to our Facebook page. That's Kiss 92 FM. We had a really interesting talk, so you probably don't want to miss that.
It is one of those Facebooks that you have just got to watch today.
Marriage and sex.
And I think because it's important to a lot of couples, I think it's very important that you guys watch it.
Like FD says, he doesn't need.
Right? That is not what I said.
He said he doesn't need.
Oh, both of you, shut up.
He said he didn't need it. He can live without it. He's one of those men that,
trust me, I'm strong enough to live without it.
Ooh,
thank God I don't.
Braga. Which brings me to the word braggadocio.
Braggahutio?
Braggadocio, my word of the day, refers to brash and self-confident boasting. The annoying or exaggerated talk of someone who is trying to sound very proud or brave.
Braggadocio. I'm absolutely a braggadocio.
You are a braggadocio.
Antonio Braggadocio, that's the name.
Mark Van Braggadocio.
Yes.
That's what you are.
Mark Anthony Van Pylenburg Braggadocio.
That's your word of the day. Can you spell it?
Braggadocio? Do I look stupid?
Come on.
Well,
that's
another. That's a word for tomorrow.
That's
okay.
A word for
tomorrow.
B-R-A.
Go.
Brag.
Since you, I want to spell
that. B-R-A-G. Braggaday.
Yeah.
Do-D-O.
Uh-huh.
Ah, the show, I'm not sure.
The show.
C-C-I-O.
C-C-I-O. S-I...
C-I-O. But it's a double G. So Braggadocio.
Where's the word from? Do you happen to know?
I only do Roma. The word of the day. I don't tell you the origins of the word.
Roma.
I'm sure. Yeah, it sounds very Middle European.
I'll look it up, okay? Yeah. I'll let you all know.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay, cool.
Okay, this has been The Big Show. Up next, headline news. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, we still have to announce our winner.
Oh, okay.
For the Civil War screening, which once again is happening on the 12th of April. It's next Friday. If you are available, you can take part in this contest the entire day, being held at PLQ IMAX. Winning a pair of tickets today is David Chai. Congratulations.
Well done, David.
Enjoy the movie, man. All right, headline news and sports up next.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
Kiss 92.